We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, it's Tuesday. It's 3 o'clock. It's time to talk to Ross Tucker, who's at Audacy NFL Insider. You can hear him on Westwood One, CBS Sports, and, of course, the Ross Tucker podcast. And joining us on the Harbor One hotline is Ross Tucker. Ross, once again, you know I'm listening to those Ross Tucker power rankings. You have the Patriots at 20, which is where I have them, even if Mac Jones is healthy. So the question to you is, now that Mac Jones reports he's going to miss multiple games and Brian Hoyer's the quarterback, what's your assessment of this football team now?
Well, that's what's going to be so interesting, right? It's I know the Patriots obviously didn't want this to happen, but it'll be a little bit of an experiment to see how much different the team really is and how much different they perform with Brian in there as opposed to Mac Jones, who I think some Patriots fans felt like had been a little bit disappointing so far this year. I thought Sunday's game was wild, you know, with some of the interceptions he threw, but then some of the things he did athletically, I didn't really know he had in him. I mean, almost getting that two-point conversion from Stevenson was crazy. I think they'll be worse. I don't think Hoyer is as good as Mac Jones. I think they'll probably start to go south in my Ross Tucker podcast power rankings, probably end up being 22, 23, 24. I mean, they're in rare territory for the New England Patriots. I mean, I've been doing this since 2010, I think, and they've, to my knowledge, I can't ever remember them really even being in the 20s, maybe the Cam Newton year, and it looks like they're back to that.
But Ross, is it more than just the quarterback? Do you also kind of equate some of the just the mental errors and the, you know, the critical mistakes at such an important time in the game, like the forced fumbles, the interceptions? You know, don't you kind of put some of that on just the coaching staff as opposed to just one player?
Well, yeah, two things. Number one is this is going to kind of be a little bit of a referendum on Belichick too. I mean, these, I don't know how many games Mac will be out. Let's say it's 4 to 6. You know, obviously it'll say and tell us a lot about how different the team is without Mac and how much value he brings the organization. But this is also sort of a gut check time for Belichick, because if you remember, anytime they had issues earlier, it felt like they still won. You know, the year when Castle was in there for Brady, the year when Jimmy G and Brissett played those first four games and Brady was suspended, they still have always kind of found a way to win. And I don't know if that's going to be the case with Hoyer over the next few games. We'll see if Belichick can cook something up. The other thing is they got away from their formula on Sunday. They got to play much better defense than that to have a chance to win. I mean, they're not going to be a great offensive team. They need to lean on the run game and the O-line. They did that to some extent, but they got to play better defense. And maybe you could say, oh, it's just Lamar Jackson. I guess, but that was about as bad defensively as they've played in a long time. I mean, he tore them up, and they need to play way, way better than that to have any chance, certainly against the Packers.
Ross, given how you don't sound very high on Brian Hoyer, and I think we're there as well around this table, should the Patriots go after a veteran quarterback through a trade or free agency? Is there any other option that they could be looking at aside from rookie Bailey Zappe, who it sounds like has mostly been scout team this season?
No, I don't think so, Mega, just because I just don't think anyone that's actually available that you could get would be better than what Hoyer will give you. You know, I think Hoyer's obviously, but I mean, how many times has he played for the Patriots now? Like 5 times? It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he'll be fine. You know, I don't think he's going to lose the game for the Patriots. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll probably be better than Zappe. Although I will say this, if Hoyer really stinks these next game or two, I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if Belichick put Zappe in there just to get him some reps and see what he can do and see if he can be the long-term number two starting next year behind Mac Jones. I mean, they took him pretty high in the draft for a reason. So I do think Hoyer, if he wants to start all these games, has to perform at least a decent level. I don't think there's anybody out there they could get that would be better than Hoyer. He just has such a good familiarity with the offense and what they like to do, although I know that's changed a little bit with Patricia and Judge. I think Hoyer, he'll be fine. I mean, he'll get them out of bad plays. He'll keep them in good plays. He'll get the first, you know, the run game in that they want to have in. But he's not going to win games for you either, which I think Mac had done on some level.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey's NFL Insider. And Ross, I know nationally a lot of people talking about Belichick post-Brady. I know locally we're talking about the decisions of an offensive coordinator. You got an owner sitting there talking about he wants a playoff win. With this Mac Jones injury, does Bill get a pass this year?
Hold on a second. Did Kraft say he wants a playoff win this year?
Yeah, he's 3 years straight. He wants a playoff win. After last year, he's like, we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's not happening.
Oh, yeah.
That would really surprise me. You know, he should not, Lou, get a pass, but he probably will. All the equity that he's built up over the years, I think on some level in the court of public opinion, this almost helps Belichick. Mm-hmm. Because if they had Mac all year, and they go 8-9 and they miss the playoffs, then it's like, oh man, you know, they took a step back. They even had a second year quarterback who had taken them to the playoffs as a rookie. That's a bad look for Belichick. If they end up winning 6 or 7, you know, and Hoyer plays 4 to 6 of those, then it's like, yeah, they didn't have a good year, but Mac Jones got hurt. He was out for most of, you know, a big chunk right. of the season. When he came back, he wasn't. So it, on some level nationally, I don't know what you guys will do locally, but nationally, I think people will give Belichick more of a pass. Frankly, the longer Mac Jones is out, the better it is for Belichick in the court of national public opinion. But I do think, you know, if the Bucs go on another run and Brady gets into the Super Bowl again, I think it creates a lot of very interesting questions for the Kraft family. Because then it'll be 3 years, and then you start to wonder, well, how long is Belichick going to do this, and or how long do we want Belichick to do this?
Yeah, Ross, I don't know about the national pass. I feel like most national reporters hate the Patriots and have been waiting for this type of opportunity to just rip them to shreds. So I don't think they'll give them any excuse, allow any excuses or room to breathe. Personally, that's the way I feel on a national level. Locally, oh, my God, he can't do any wrong. Like, locally, it's where he'll get defended. But nationally, I think he'll get destroyed. Because they'll use all the examples that you just listed. You'll look at, hey, look at Matt Castle did. Hey, look at a Jacoby Brissett did. Look at Jimmy Garoppolo did. Hey, you wanted Axel Hoyer. You wanted him. Now look at him. You said you had him for a reason. Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that plays out.
Can I ask you something? They say his first name's really Axel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you go with Brian?
Exactly.
We're saying he should show up. The guy's
Axel's
over his last
amazing.
11.
Yes.
I'll change my name to Axel right now. Axel
I think,
is an amazing
Ross,
name. Why would you say, oh,
I don't know.
Axel, no, let's go with Brian. I meet 5 Brians a day. Axel, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, I think he should roll up in like a Camaro, like those old school T-top Camaros with like a red bandana like tied around his leg. That's why I think he should roll up. Ross knows what I'm talking about. Mago's looking at me like,
no,
crazy.
I'm looking.
You know what I'm talking about.
Because you're just describing a scene from Billy Madison.
Well, sure.
When he returns
to
high school.
That's fine.
Same time.
No, he's describing the cover of one of the Guns N' Roses albums.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Ross, do you think the Raiders are regretting hiring Josh McDaniels? Speaking
yes.
of guys who used to help, now that they help out with the Patriots offense, now that they are 0-3.
Yes, I think they are. I know their fans are. Not only are they 0-3, the teams they've lost to are 0-8 when they don't play the Raiders. Like, literally, they've only beaten the Raiders. They haven't beaten anybody else. It's the Titans' only win. It's the Cardinals' only win. It's the – who did they play week one? It's the Chargers' only win, or 0-6, I guess. It's a
yeah.
bad look, really bad look. For the Raiders, here's the thing. I don't think they really put Josh in position to succeed in the sense that You had Rich Bisaccia take over last year as the interim head coach. What'd they do? They won a bunch of close games, and they made the playoffs. People are like, oh, he's just a special team coach. He's just – well, the only sample size we had on Rich Bisaccia was the Raiders winning games, a lot of them, in a row and making the playoffs and the players loving him. Instead, that wasn't good enough for Mark Davis. That was like, I think he thought Bisaccia was Gruden's guy. I'm going to get rid of him. So he brings in McDaniels, whose only sample size, by the way, in Denver was horrific, and gives them the job. And now they're 0-3. And by the way, not just 0-3, they've lost three close games, which I always feel like are a real reflection on coaching and the quarterback. I think the closer the game is, the more it's like one coaching decision here, one play by the quarterback there, and they're 0-3, and in that division and that conference, they're just about done already. I mean, they're just about done in terms of being realistic. Now Devontae Adams isn't happy. He's saying he's ticked off and he's not getting the ball. I mean, it's getting late early for Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas.
I want to ask you about, in this AFC East, the Dolphins. They take down the Buffalo Bills. A lot of bad clock management for the Bills at halftime and at the end of that game. Are you ready to say Miami's the best team in the AFC, or is it still Buffalo?
No, they're not the best team in the AFC. They're not even the best team in the AFC.
AFC East, I should say. Yeah, AFC
East. Yeah, it's still not them, though. I mean, they're pretty good, but the Bills had 260 more yards of offense. The Bills had the ball for over 90 snaps. The Dolphins had 39. And remember this, the Bills were down six defensive starters. Six. Both safeties, both corners, both D tackles. Their starting center was out. They had like two or three more guys get hurt during the game. Allen fumbled on his own goal line. I don't even know what happened when he missed a wide open guy for a touchdown that he like bounced to him. And they still should have won. The Bills still should have won. So the Bills are still probably the best team in the AFC, along with the Chiefs. The Dolphins, I think, are a step behind. But kudos to their coach and that team for finding a way to gut out that win.
All right, Ross. So here's what I see a lot of now after 3 weeks. A lot of these, networks, the sports networks, you know, it is, are they for real? Like, that's the question. And the one team that everybody wants to say is for real is the Jaguars. Okay, are they for real? Are the Jags for real with Doug Marone as their head coach and Trevor Lawrence in his second year?
Two things. First of all, love that you said Doug Marone instead of Doug Peterson.
Yes.
It's Doug Peterson, the former Eagles coach. But Marone was the Doug before that. He was the previous Doug that the Jacksonville Jaguars had. Secondly, do people in Boston say Jaguar or Jaguire?
I'm a wire.
We just, you know, do you say Wolf or Woof? That's another question.
Jaguar. Why don't you shut up?
It's Jaguar. I don't know where people get Jaguire from.
I think it's actually Jaguar if you're British.
Yeah,
because we all are.
You can't say Jaguire, though. Where does Jaguire come from? There's no wire there.
I think it comes from the Mid-Atlantic. To be honest.
It does.
That's how I say it.
A lot of people say around here. It drives me crazy. Anyway, the Jags are really good. I mean, they've won two NFL games in a row by 24-plus points. And you know the way it is. They hated their coach last year. They love this guy. And the NFL is so funny. You win, like, two games in a row by a lot. You start thinking you're awesome. Even if you're not. Like, you think you're great. Lawrence is playing much better. They have talent. And now they believe that game in Philly is going to be awesome because they love Peterson now, and they know that Peterson got fired by the Eagles. That might be the game of the day. That and Bills-Ravens are two awesome football games.
All right, Ross, listen, man, we really appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the rest of the week and the games over the weekend. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great. Jaguar, Mego.
Yes.
Jaguar.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you, Ross. Yes.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.